Here's a thought about a rather technical topic that someone asked me about, so I thought I'd share it here just in case others of you might run into this issue. It has to do with opacity and bleed through of paper, and this is of particular importance if you're doing anything like a commercially printed book or a blurb book or even a chapbook on your own printers at home. Anytime you're printing on both sides of a sheet of paper, there can be an issue that the ink on the back side of the paper can actually affect how we view the image on the front side of the paper. This can really be critical in delicate whites. When we were doing Huntington Witherell's book, Orchestrating Icons, he had a very high-key sand dune image that had delicate highlights that were 1%, 2%, 3% coverage. Very delicate highlights. And we discovered that if we put a relatively darkish image on the back side of that piece of paper in his book layout, that the dark ink on the back side would diminish the light, delicate tones on the front side of the sheet by several percentage points. So instead of having a delicate 3% highlight, it went to kind of a gray-looking, awful 8 to 10% highlight. And that has to do with the fact that printing paper has an opacity to it. That is to say, it will block out a certain amount of the light coming in from the backside, but not all of it. It's not as opaque, say, as aluminum foil or a building or something. It's ever so slightly translucent. So you have to pay particular attention to what gets printed on the front side versus what gets printed on the back side. And the old rule of thumb is, if you can, in the layout of the book, make sure that darkish images are front to back with each other and very high key images are front to back with each other, because that means the high key images will be affected less by whatever light leaks through the paper to darken the delicate tones that you're looking at. This is not an easy thing to do because of the way books are made, because they're not printed in what you and I would think of as a straightforward thing. Like if you take a piece of paper and print it through your inkjet printer and then turn it over and print the backside, that illustrates the point of needing to pay close attention to the opacity of the paper and the bleed through, how much of that dark can be seen on the other side of the piece of paper. But that's not the way books are printed, commercially printed books, and in some cases not even a blurb book kind of thing. They are usually printed on very large sheets of paper and then folded. And where each image gets placed on the paper is what's known as an imposition. Some of them, like when you fold the paper in half, some of the images on the top of the page have to be printed upside down so that they're right side up when you fold the sheet in half, that kind of thing. So it can be a rather complex deal to make sure that you have the same kinds of images on the front and the back of each sheet of paper. This has not been a particularly important issue for those of you who are doing chapbooks, because photographic paper and inkjet printers are usually pretty doggone thick. My chapbooks I print on 190 weight Moab and Entrada paper, which has no bleed through at all. So it doesn't make any difference in a chapbook if I print a high key image on one side and a low key image on the other side, because it doesn't bleed through. But with commercially printed books, that definitely becomes an issue and something you really should pay attention to. So it's a very highly technical discussion, I know, but because someone asked for it, there's an answer.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.